We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Itmar. The Mekadesh HaChoytzeh, someone gives Kedushin to his sister. Now, Kedushin to his sister is not Toifis, and we assume everyone knows that. So Rav Amar Moyes Choyzun, she owes the money back. But Shmuel Amar Moyes Matana, Shmuel is Moyes Matana. Rav Amar Moyes Choyzun, why? Odom Yedei Shein Kedushin Toifis Amar HaChoytzeh. A person knows that Kedushin is not Toifis in his sister. But Gomar Renosel Shuvah Gadon. And he obviously gave it for safekeeping. He was going on a trip. And he needed someone to watch his money. He had a lot of cash, and his mattress was a little flammable. So therefore, he decided he'll give it to his sister. And finish, he goes to his sister and says, here, here's $10 million in cash, and you know, and I want to makadosh you. She says, yeah, givaldik. But let's just tell her the way it is. Say it's for pekadim. So v'leim makabla. He thought she's not going to want to watch it. She's not interested in watching it. So I upon him, it's a pekadim. V'shmul sav amayis svatana. It's a present. She's embarrassed to accept that matana. So we have a machlekes of moyes matana, moyes choizrim by makasha choizai. Is this totally in the last machlekes? So Taitz says some megayris the itmar. So Taitz says no. There's no shaykes to machlekes. This is not so shaykes. He says even if you man diama moyes choizrim is over here is because Adam yedaya and he gave Hashem v'kadon. Oh, but before, he doesn't know if she's going to eat it or not. He doesn't know the whole thing there. He's given Hashem Kedushin there. It's not a dimyon. Because you hear, here, hold my chayzer and you hold over there. Here, he gave Hashem Kedushin, the day of dating of Hashem Kedushin. That's not shayachas. And he says, the other way also, he says, also, it said before, Rav before says that he doesn't want to say the Kav Ambi, why? Because he holds Moyes Matana. And here, Rav says Moyes Chayzer. So you see, Menei Bay, it's not totally different because I'm going to be steering around. Therefore, Tais says it's a different machlokes here. It's not the same machlokes as before. Machlokes before is when I give someone Hashem Kedushin and she eats it. Is that called a matana or a milva? Mashenkin over here, this is a new machlokes in Adam Yedeya. Now, this is going to be about Adam Yedeya. This fact that we say that both Rav and Shmuel agree that Adam Yedeya is English term of Chayzai, and one says he gave it to Hashem Matana, one says he gave it to Hashem Kedushin. But they both agree to the idea of Adam Yedeya. But the chiddush of Shmuel is that Moyes Matana. It's more than a kasha on that. Most of Ravina. Hamafrish chalos kemach. Someone takes off chala while it's still flour. Einoi chala v'gezel v'yakoyin. The loch is that chala can only be taken after it turns to a dough. Reishis arisay seichem. Only after it's dough could you take off chala. It means you make 5 pounds of chala in these days. You want to take off chala? You have to wait till it's dough. You can't wait. You can't do it while it's still flour. So if you mafrish chalos kemach einoi chala v'gezel v'yakoyin, it's a gezel v'yakoyin. He has to return it. Why don't we say a person knows that chala does not work on kemach, on flour, it has to be a dough, but Nosson Shem Atani gave it for a present. And for the Gemara, Shani Hasim, not for Churba Menei, we're worried that a Churba will happen. Why? Zimnan, now remember, a Kohen also has to be mafresh chala. He could keep it, but he has mafresh chala also. He has to have a tevel also, a Kohen. He has to be mafresh, he just keeps it. But he has to be mafresh. So here we're worried that if you give this kemach to the kohen, he thinks it's chala. If it's chala, then it's not chayav chala because it is chala. So what's going to happen like this? That after the churban, zimn the isla kohen pachas v'chamish riven kemach. The loch is the chayav chala 5 riven kemach, which means 5 lugim tzipirim. And Rashi goes through the cheshbon over here of how you got to it. And I'm going to give it to you very quickly. That it says in the Torah that ha'imer asir se'efahu. That was the shear of the man, and that's the shear that we say is the chiyuv chala. Now, eifa is 3 sa'im, a sa' is 6 kavin, and a kav is 4 lugans. Turns out, eifa is 72 lugan. Okay? Eifa is 72 lugan. You do 10%, a serious eifa, is 7.2 lugan. 7.2 lugan is the shir chala. Now, 7.2 lugan is so if you, later on, they added on. They made the shurim bigger. They added on by a sixth. So, for example, we have here the 7 lugan. So you have here the six lugan turned into 5 lugan of the new lug ishami, and the 1.2 left turned into 1 lug, and it's altogether 6 lugan. And then they again made the shurim bigger, and then the 6 turned to 5 lugan. So therefore, these days it's 5 lugan. I gave you the quick synopsis of the pshat. If you want to look a little better, look at Rashi. Akaponim, so that's the, I don't want to confuse anyone. Akaponim, it's altogether 5 lugan, it's chamish rivim kamach. Chamish rivim kamach is, and what's going to happen? He doesn't have his, we'll call it 5 pounds of challah. He doesn't have it. And he added on this flour a little bit to it. He says, it's not chayav challah because I still don't have five pounds of tevel, quote unquote tevel, because part of the dough, the part of the flour is already challah ready. So he thinks, if you let the kohen keep it, he thinks it's challah. If it's challah, he's not going to be mafresh for challah. And it's coming, he's eating tevel, it's coming a churba. Let's read it inside one more time. That zimnim, this is the kohen, pachas chavos rebim kemach, v'hai, and this. But also, he mixes it together. It's ready taken off. So, that's why we say.
Assume the
Amoraisi
Yisrael knows that it's not
halal,
but the Kain.
Tomorrow's going to ask the counselor in a second. But yeah, Echram, you're right. Okay. But so, right now, what we're saying is that maybe really, all Domini Day, and I gave Matana. I gave Matana. But the Kain might get confused. Frank the Marva, Amris, all Domini Day, and Fisher Chalak Kemach. So I the kohen knows the kohen knows the kohen knows well he's not going to mix it he knows it's not really he'll mix it he'll take off challah whatever he knows that it's not really challah so tomorrow you day of any day he knows but he doesn't know he knows to a certain extent you day is a mafrish and challah kemach he knows that he can't be mafrish challah while still flour but he thinks any day the sava tamal ma'am from tircha the kohen he thinks the reason is because tircha the kohen you don't want to make the kohen have to make a dough but tircha the kohen achalta he says I'm Michael. And therefore, he thinks it's chal chal. Afraid to Gemara, still, why have to make a gezel? I have a better idea. Don't make a gezel. But have a tshuma, let the kohen keep it. But you have to tell him, by the way, that when someone gives you kemach, you keep it, but you got to take off chal on that. But have a tshuma, let's say chal, 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 chal. We find the case, mila tam avan mishnah, they say like this, mina nokav ashe nokav. The halacha is that a otzis nokav, which means a otzis that has a hole in it in the flower pot, and it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's chay of tshuma medraisa. Any nokav, if it's flour had a hole in it, it's chayav dry bottom. So if someone took off mina nokav al she'en nokav, it's not really chayav truma because he took on something that was potter. So the halacha is truma, which means the kohen keep it. He has to be take off truma again on this. So what do you see? You could have his eitzah. Why if it's gezel? Just tell him he has to take off chayav again. And for the Gemara, no. The person doesn't believe you when he says, when you take off chayav off one thing and you say it's not chayav, they don't believe you. On two kalim, he chaps. Oh, that's a flower pot, a hole. No, here. You know, the people are very smart. It doesn't make sense on one thing, that makes sense. But train money ties, but chamma light ties. You know, so therefore, he listens by two manim, he understands the chumrah. On one thing, he understands the chumrah, he won't listen. That's tomorrow's tar. So tomorrow's want to set over here that by chala, even though Adam Yedea, we're worried about a chorbin, and therefore we make a gezel akoyin. Why don't we say, just take up challah again? Teresi doesn't listen.
Talking about the kohen's own chum, or talking about the Yisrael giving it to the kohen?
He gave the kohen chum. Now, this thing that he ate is tevel. The thing that you got is tevel, really.
I understand. Yeah. Mm. Well, how does he know where it came from, the kohen?
He got it from tomatoes. Well, no. He noticed. The guy told him where he got it from. I told him that I got it from Elkan Akav, and Chazal say, now you have to keep it. He comes back to him the next hour. He comes back to the hour. I gave him an Akav, and they said I have to do it again, take a truma again. So the kohen could say, what do you get out of here? What are you talking about? It's truma. But if you tell him, oh, it's Akav and Akav, he says, oh, yeah, Taka, makes sense. I understand, yeah. But by his name, lo'olam kohen meitzitzayis. The kohen would listen. Even by Chala. Why is Akrashi? The kohen of his reason, the ksherim heim. They know them truma le kohen chavar. So really, a kohen is a talk of very machmer these things. He'll understand. He's a chaver. He's a talmud chacham. He'll understand. So what's the problem? So again, why don't you tell the kohen to take off tshuma? Because shava, the problem is the other way. The Baal Bais thinks if you let the kohen keep it, he thinks his dough, his flour, is already masukin, is fixed. Because shava, Baal Bais, this is going to be sasev. Also mecha b'tevel. Come to the b'tevel. I the Amos Yedea Odom Yedea Shem Fish Chala Kemach. You know Yedea Shem Fish Chala Kemach. He knows he can't be Mafish Chala on Kemach on flour. But any day we don't know the Shavar Time of Ma'am Shum Tircha the Kain. He thinks the reason is because Tircha the Kain. Tircha the Kain Kibbala. He says, look, the Kain accepted it with a big smile. He obviously is a Kabbal. Frank the Gemara. And this way, let's say that the Kain can keep it, but let's tell the Baal Boss that he has to take off Chuma again. But to have a Chuma of a Yachs of a Yitrim. Mila Tana, then we learn, in a similar case before, just the opposite, if you took off Truma, Mesha'ein Nokav Al HaNokav. So Halach is Truma, V'yach Sav Yitzurim. The Halach is it's Truma, the Kohen keep it, but you have to take off Truma again because the Nokav was Chayav Deraisa, and you can't take off from an Inner Nokav on a Nokav because it's Chayav Deraisa, and the Inner Nokav is not Chayav Deraisa, so you can't take off Truma from an Inner Nokav and say that's Truma for the Nokav. So Truma, V'yach Sav Yitzurim. Frag the Gemara, Hakimna betray money. Hakimna betray money tzayis. So we say, no, we don't bring a riot from Enoch. If there's two money, that's why the Baal boss listens. Mashiach by one money, by Chal, he's not listening. Break the Amar of Eloi Tzoyis. Eloi Tzoyis, but now I looked at the Mishnah. Hatoyrim Kishois v'nim Tzo. So Kitz Amar says, the Baal boss doesn't listen. I'll show you, he does listen. Now look at like this. Hatoyrim Kishois v'nim Tzomar. Someone took a chuma from his cucumbers, and it turned out one of them was spoiled. Or Aftiach v'nim Tzorach, or it was a melon, and it was mamash rotten. The halacha is, you have to give a kohen again chuma. Chuma v'yachs v'yachrem. Even though it's one keli, still you see him take up another chuma. So the kash is, I doesn't listen to one keli. So our answer is, shani ha'asam demiraisa chuma alihi. There, midiraisa, it's a good chuma. And therefore, there's two reasons why you don't have to give it back. First of all, you don't want to give it back, because then he's going to think the thing giving back is tevel, and it's really chuma, because it's chal midiraisa. And number two is, even if he doesn't listen to take off chuma again, there was chuma deraisa. Therefore, there's no reason to make this gzeira, they have to give it back. Because, for two reasons. First of all, even if he doesn't listen, he's right to deraisa, really. And number two is, if he gets it back, it makes it worse, because he's getting back chuma, and chuma doesn't make a problem if he has chuma in his hands. So, deraisa chuma ayi, the rabbi loy, when I don't tell him that ra'al yafa, chuma sa chuma. Remember, the kasha was, from here you see, you make a guy take off chuma again, you see, if one mana, you make a gzeira. Teresa says, here, we don't care if he doesn't listen, because midiraisa is a good chuma. How do we know that? From Rav Loi. Don't Rav Loi. When I don't tell about raw yafa, how do you know if you take from a bad vegetable, a bad fruit on the yafa that works, shumas or chuma, should never in the pasuk, that when you're taking it of chuma, l'sisu olav chet barim cham eschal b'imenu. Don't do a chet when you're taking of chuma. Im einay kadosh, if it didn't work, nischiyah say lama, how is that avera if it didn't work? If it wasn't chal, why is that avera when I took of that chuma? So Makan, that the term that raw, you offer Jonas Chuma, it's a good chuma. And what Siso Chait is that if you take off something that's rotten and give it to the kohen, that's a chait, that's not nice. Then and different from the Darbonim, they said you have to take off chuma again. But Kaponim is chal, because if it was not chal, it would not be an Asiyah's chait. It would not be an Asiyah's chait. And Tosis goes into the famous sugya here that if there's an Isser or something, why does it work? Called Milsa Rachman Alay Savadu, of Mahani or not. Tosis is busy with that. That's a famous sugya all over Shas. But upon him, this is comes down to Gemara that was saying that it's Gazel Biad Kanye by Chala, and because it's one mana, and either because he's not going to listen, or the Baal Bas not going to listen, and by Chuma is either two mana, or it's a case where Chuma is Chal, and that's why they will listen. And bottom line is, we stuck up for the Yisoid of Odom Yedea, and give it L'shem Matana.